Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Breaking with Crossy on the Kix Radio Network, and Just the Way. It's a brand new song from Parmalee featuring Blanco Brown, and I'm joined by two members of Parmalee, Matt and Josh. G'day, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Doing great.
Now, this song's going pretty well for you guys. Firstly, I noticed, what was it, number two on the Airplay charts on US country radio?
Yeah, it's sitting at number two right now. It's pretty amazing.
I listened to the song and I think, well, that's incredibly catchy. I can't get it out of my head. And clearly it must have been that way for you guys. But I've also heard a lot of songs that I find catchy and that should do really well on radio, but never see the light of day sometimes. So is it a surprise or is it like, yeah, we feel like this is where it should be?
It's both. It's a huge surprise, but it's exactly where we wanted it to be.
Of course.
It's one of those songs where we felt excitement when we wrote it, but we had no idea. We all liked it, but we had no idea that it would be running up the charts like this, so it's really cool.
Most artists will have a plan when they're releasing music, so they'll say, this first single's out here, 3 months later, the next single, and then the album will drop. But when you get success like this from a song that's, you know, seems to be hanging around quite a bit on the charts and places like that, do you change your plans or stick to the schedule?
Well, we're kind of making the schedule up as we go. We're writing songs, and we have a bunch of songs in the pocket already. It's really about picking the right song now, and a lot of times until that day you pick the right song, you could keep writing and recording, so you never know what's going to come up.
Yeah, at some point you've got to say, all right, let's stop and just do something here.
I just had that moment 5 minutes ago when I went to my refrigerator and I was like, okay, I just got through writing a song today, and I'm like, okay, we need to put something out soon, release some music, whether it's the next single or not, we got to put something out, and that means you got to kind of wrap things up, so that's kind of the mode I'm in.
Now, this song features Blanco Brown, and one of the things I think people are surprised about, I know I certainly was, we all know the Get Up song, but then when we heard him sing other tunes, it's like, wow, this guy is actually an amazing singer, which I think surprises everybody who've only heard the Get Up. But how did you come to know him? How did that relationship and him to become featured on this song happen?
Well, fortunately, I knew him before the Get Up came out, and we had written together, and we became friends, and I knew he could sing. So we had been working on things a couple of years before the Get Up came out. And we were kind of on the same page musically, and it was like a no-brainer to get him on it. It was my producer's idea, and he said yes, and we just went down to Atlanta and got him to sing on it. But we'd never recorded together our voices, so it was really cool how it really worked out, him being on that way above me. It's really cool stuff.
So how did that collaboration work? Did you just call up on the phone and say, hey, do you want to do this? Or because now that he's had some success, it's like, I have to go through the right people to get it organized?
No, that was just me sending, I sent him a text message of the song, and it was like, hey, do you want to be on this? And he's like, yes. And so we just drove down to Atlanta and got him on it. And then the label didn't know anything about it until after we had it all recorded and done.
That's the way we like to do things.
I imagine the label now pretty happy, though. You guys are kind of the great example of being the overnight success that's taken 10 years. You formed back in the early 2000s. You got some success in the early 2010s with Carolina, which you just heard before. And now all of a sudden you're sitting at number two on the country radio airplay charts in the US. Like, how does that ride feel?
It's been a whirlwind. It's been 10 years since that happened, but it just seems like it's only been a few months. It's been crazy. We've been on the road the whole time until the past year.
Are we maybe seeing you guys come to Australia at some point once things get back to normal?
I hope so. We're ready.
As soon as y'all let us in, we're coming.
Yeah. That would be fine. You just gotta stay in a hotel for 2 weeks and then you're fine. It's okay.
No problem.
Well, guys, we certainly look forward to whenever that happens, hopefully sooner rather than later. Good luck with the song. It's clearly going very well. We're loving it too here at Kix, and hopefully we catch up again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Luke.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.